Welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented to you by Modern Campground. Today, we journey to the heart of the serene Midwestern state of Nebraska, to the picturesque setting of Whispering Winds Campground. Nestled amongst the rolling plains, Whispering Winds, with its undulating meadows and the calming rustle of cottonwood trees, is a paradise for nature lovers and a true embodiment of the rugged, majestic beauty of Nebraska. The torchbearer of this hidden gem, our host today, is the vivacious and charismatic Isolde Beaumont. With her jubilant spirit and an unyielding passion for the great outdoors, Isolde has breathed life into every nook and corner of Whispering Winds, turning it into not just a camping spot, but a cherished destination for families and adventurers alike. Over the years, Isolde has become more than just an owner. She's become the heart and soul of Whispering Winds, her zest and vision echoing in its tranquil trails and vibrant campsites. In today's episode, Isolde shares a unique story, a tale of art, community, and challenge that forever changed the Whispering Winds campground. It's a story that demonstrates how nature and artwork can come together in the most unexpected ways, painting a vivacious picture of collaborative creativity. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for a heartwarming journey of the campground mural painting, collaborating on a large-scale art project. In Isolde's own words, every campground has a story to tell, but ours is written on the canvas of nature itself. So without further ado, let's dive into the vibrant and vivid world of Whispering Winds and hear this fascinating saga straight from Isolde Beaumont.
It all started one sultry summer afternoon when the once vibrant Whispering Winds started losing its charm. The visitors, once smitten by the natural beauty, began to feel a sense of monotony creeping in. The lively spirit of the campground was waning, and I could feel it in the air. This wasn't just about the dipping visitor count. It was the dwindling spark in the eyes of our regulars, the ones who called Whispering Winds their second home. It was a problem that I hadn't foreseen, and it left me distraught. That's when I noticed it. Our campground lacked what one might call a centerpiece, something that could bind everyone together. Something that could tell a story, our story, while adding an element of surprise and excitement to the peaceful camping experience. I mulled over this challenge, recalling a handful of talented young artists among our frequent guests. I wondered, what if we could tap into this reservoir of artistry and turn Whispering Winds into a canvas of community creativity? With a notebook full of possibilities, I began contemplating various solutions. A sculpture garden was an appealing idea, but it was expensive and difficult to maintain. A shared camping logbook could create a sense of community, but it wasn't visually striking. Then it struck me, a grand mural, a large-scale art project painted by the campground guests themselves, showcasing their unique interpretations of Whispering Winds. It was perfect, cost-effective, visually appealing, and a true testament of our shared love for this little haven. The initial stages of implementing this solution were surprisingly smooth. We sourced eco-friendly paints and brushes and dedicated a large blank wall near the common area as our canvas. The guests were thrilled at the concept, and soon enough, we had a roster of enthusiastic campers ready to leave their artistic marks on Whispering Winds. But like any ambitious endeavor, we soon faced unexpected hurdles. The first was a sudden downpour, a rarity in our midsummer season. The second was a debate among our artistically inclined guests about the theme of the mural. The third, and perhaps the most challenging, was ensuring every guest, regardless of their artistic skill, felt included and valued. Each hurdle heightened the suspense and tested our resolve, but with every roadblock we became more determined. As the mural began to take shape, the air at Whispering Winds started to change. The site was buzzing with excitement. Guests not only painted but also cheered, sang, and shared stories. The mural became a common thread connecting each one of us, fostering a sense of belonging and camaraderie that we hadn't experienced before. The impact of the mural on the campground was nothing short of magical. It turned Whispering Winds into a vibrant and dynamic space that resonated with the unique spirit of every guest who picked up a paintbrush. More than just a visual spectacle, the mural became our campground's identity, a testament to our community spirit, our shared love for nature, and our collective creativity. The dip in visitor count reversed, but more importantly, the spark in the eyes of our regulars was back, brighter than ever. In retrospect, tackling this challenge taught us a lot. It reminded us of the importance of community engagement, of making every guest feel valued, and of continuously experimenting and innovating to keep the camping experience vibrant and refreshing. The mural was more than an art project. It was a lesson in collaboration, creativity, and resilience, one that I believe can inspire and guide other campgrounds facing similar challenges.
And so, dear listeners, we find ourselves at the tail end of this incredible journey with Isolde Beaumont and her vibrant Whispering Winds campground. Through Isolde's story, we see the profound impact that collaboration and creativity can have on revitalizing a space and rekindling a sense of community. The mural, painted by the diverse group of Whispering Winds guests, stands today as a testament to the power of collective creativity and shared ownership. As we take a step back to marvel at the colorful fabric of stories woven into the mural, we can't help but feel an overwhelming sense of unity and belonging. The mural isn't just a piece of art, it's a mirror reflecting the vivid spirit of the Whispering Winds community. A reminder of how a shared vision and a dash of creativity can transform a picturesque campground into a living, breathing canvas of memories. Isolde's story is a beacon of inspiration, not just for campground owners, but for anyone seeking to infuse a sense of community and vibrancy into their spaces. It's a testament to how challenges can be transformed into beautiful opportunities when seen from the right perspective. It makes us realize that when it comes to creating memorable experiences, it's not just about the location or amenities. It's about the people, their shared experiences, and the stories they create together that truly make a place special. And with that, we're drawing the curtains on yet another enriching episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. We hope that Isolde's story has stirred your imagination and inspired you to think creatively about your own spaces. If you've enjoyed this journey with us, don't forget to subscribe and tune into the next episode, where we'll be exploring more captivating chronicles from the world of campgrounds. Until then, keep your spirits high, your campfires bright, and your stories vibrant. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you with us on our next adventure.